The next character is Bade Khan. Bade Khan is presented in Kantapura as a policeman. He is deputed to stay in Kantapura and keep a watch over the activities of the Gandhians. Bade Khan's personality dominates the canvas intermittently. He has long beard. He makes an unfortunate start in Kantapura, which affects his prestige and is also responsible for further souring his temper and making him consider the people of Kantapura as his personal enemies. He is developed slowly in the action gripping Kantapura. When first of all he reaches at the village, he has to face the problem of accommodation. He goes from door to door in search of a house, but to no use. He approaches Patwari Nanjudia, who frankly tells him that he is in no position to help him. When Bade Khan fails to get a house in Kantapura, he goes to the Skeffington coffee estate close by, and the white owner of the plantation at once provides him with one of the quarters meant for the workers on the estate. Mr. Skeffington ordered that the policeman, that is Bade Khan, should be given a hut. Bade Khan found the hut quite suitable and moved into it. He chose a lonely pariah woman to live with him and keep house for him. The people of Kantapura heard nothing about Bade Khan for the next few days, and they concluded that he was just a passing policeman who came to the village to terrorize the ignorant and get some money out of them. Later, they learnt that Bade Khan was living at the Skeffington coffee estate. Bade Khan is of the foul-mouthed and spitting type. He is vulgar and unrefined. He performs his duties with a ruthlessness required of him and those of the force. At the Skeffington coffee estate, Bade Khan comes with a bang on Murthy. The workers trash the policeman for having beaten their leader, that is Murthy. Women are fierce and they might tear his beard. The mystery whips the coolies. The characterization of Bade Khan is over.